Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, this is live radio, so let's take it as it comes, right? If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582. Thank you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You just heard about how Amazon pulled down a book that stands against transgenderism. There's no such thing. God already has defined your gender. What you need to understand, friends, and we're seeing much of this because conservatives are now being taken with Rand Paul grilling the individual that's looking to be the health department representative who's transgender. Okay, and if you were so enamored with Rand Paul grilling him, I'm just kind of curious to know why Rand Paul addressed him as a woman. It's just that twist. Folks, your Rand Pauls, your Trey Gowdy's, your Jason Chaffetz, your Jim Jordans, your Daryl Issas, they are nothing more than actors. They're appeasers to appease you, to set you at ease, to suggest that they're taking care of what needs to be taken care of. Let me ask you something. Ted Cruz is a part of this too. Let me give you one example. Ted Cruz grilling the CEO from YouTube and big tech companies. What's become of that? What's become of Trey Gowdy going back to him grilling Hillary Clinton? Or Jim Jordan grilling Hillary Clinton or other criminal politicians? What's ever come of it? Absolutely nothing. And yet the conservatives of the day still don't understand that these are clowns in the circus of politics. They're actors, just like pro wrestlers. Remember what Jesse Ventura said, former governor in the state of Minnesota? He said politics and pro wrestling, he said this, are identical. That's exactly right. They're totally identical. Justice guards your liberty, not an act, not a clown. Okay? And it's the only thing that ever comes of these people, friends, is them being pushed out there by the mainstream media as grilling those that Americans don't agree with, namely a transgender. Well, Amazon just pulled a book that stood against transgenderism. That's what they said during the break. Hey, folks, do you guys know that sodomy, homosexuality in this country, in every state of our union, is a felony? They're called crimes against nature. It lines up perfectly with Romans 1:24. It's a felony. But since you gave them a green light, now they're going to become your rulers. Right? Now we have a transgender that's being grilled by big, bad, hard guy, do-nothing appeaser Rand Paul. Right? Standing up for our kids. Yeah, he sure is. Deliberating? If they're going to allow a man that wants to be a woman, friends, do you understand what's going on here? The transgender wants to live in a reality that God did not create. So in other words, these people in government are trying to create a world without God. That will never, ever happen. Corrupt men have tried this since the beginning of time. And what's worse about it is if they're actually confirmed, they're going to bring you into their deceptive measures and their deceptive world by force. That's totalitarianism. This is what's going on. You know, Scripture is clear when it tells us in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, it says, "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord." Not just you and me, friends, but to the Lord first and foremost. And if we're born of the Spirit of God, we're going to be offended at what she's offended. And I want to tell you something, friends. I'm offended. And I want to say this, and I want you to hear me carefully. They want to normalize the crimes. And I told you this for 15 years. Their end aim is the kids. If you want to know why vigilante justice is on the rise, this is exactly why. Daddies and mommies in this country that are really daddies and mommies are not going to put up with this abomination for 1 second. And you need to understand the powers that are tolerated are trying to get these people in position to rule over you. And if you know anything about the Hitler of Adolf Hitler and the SS, guess what he had, friends? He had homosexuals as his SS, masculine version, effeminate version. That's who the SS was. Go online and do a Google search on the pink swastika. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Folks, this is happening in your country today. I got a whole mess of phone calls right now. I'm going to take them. Thank you for calling in, by the way. Wes, thanks for holding on, my friend. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon. Just an observation. I find it very curious that those of us that are not willing to partake of the vaccine are labeled as selfish.
Yeah.
However, what's more selfish? The manufacturers of the vaccine that are held non-accountable whatsoever should there be any adverse effects. That's just fascinating to me. What say you, my friend?
Well, here's the thing. They have corrupt politicians have put them in a position that there is no consequence. In other words, they've made them impervious, immune from the consequence, which you will never hear anywhere on the globe except in America. I mean, your politicians today have given a pass to vaccination companies, knowing all the well that there's over 400 adverse side effects. We're beginning
coward?
What's that?
My question is, who's the real coward then?
Oh, exactly. Well, I would say, honestly, if I can, there's a bad connection going on here, Wes. But I would say this. I would say that the American people that are going along with this, adding strength to these individuals to do the things that they're doing right now, are the real cowards. Because you see the likes of those that we've named 100 times since the beginning of this pandemic that are pushing the narrative. Wes, they're not even elected. They're not even doctors. And yet, again, and I make the point because it's important for people to understand, the real doctors are being censored from telling the people. And by the way, I got some audio and video for you in just a couple moments of one of those that wasn't censored because I'm going to make sure it wasn't censored. But the fact of the matter is it's the American people that are encouraging these people to do the things that they're doing right now. The death tolls, the adverse effects are coming out now, and they're censoring those. And here's one thing I would say, Wes. Is what are these people going to do? I said this to Eric Lucero, state representative from Minnesota yesterday. What's going to happen when they no longer conceal the deaths of their family members and the side effects and the adverse side effects of these vaccinations? What's going to happen when this begins to get to the people where they begin to communicate one with another concerning what it really has been and what really has been inside of those vaccination and what truly is the agenda? That's what this is going to come to, and it's not going to look good. And I'll make another point after this. Wes, thank you for your phone call. I totally appreciate you. I did want to say that Yale University, by the way, for those that did not know this, Ben Swan reported that Yale University has been working on a project as to how to manipulate people into taking the vaccination. Just for the record.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Well, we got a lot of phone calls here, folks. We're going to get back to them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Jump over on our social media platform. 13 to 15 articles over there as well. Go to the right side of the page. Subscribe, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can call in right now, 1-866-582-9933. Wes just called in from Indiana, asked, who are the cowards? Well, I'm telling you, the American people that are going along with this. The reason Fauci keeps kicking the can down the road is because he sees they're encouraged by what they see the American people and what they're doing. When he first came out and said, just wash your hands, Anthony Fauci, and you don't need a mask, they were testing the people to see how the people would respond. And the people responded in an encouraging way for these people to keep pushing the envelope. And it's exactly why it's open-ended here. In other countries, it's not. Here it is. The American people are being made a prey right now because of their ignorance by going along with the narrative. Hey, folks, judge it by the fruit. Judge it by the fruit that's hanging on the branches of what's taking place here, friends, because there is enough information out there for people to make the decision as to what's really happening. You know, it's interesting. People question the truth more than they question the lie. And yet they call themselves Christians, conservatives, and patriots. The problem is the bad guys know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Why? Because you hold the truth in unrighteousness, Revelations 1:18. That's why. You say one thing, but your heart's not there. God's not going to bear witness to the lie. He's going to bear witness to the truth. And if you call yourself a Christian, you better understand the third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach. Because if not, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You're a reproach to the people around you because they see you for who you are, and you're a hypocrite. I wanted to make one more point concerning my friend Wes from Indiana. Ben Swan reported Yale University is conducting a study to figure out how to best create effect messaging in order to convince Americans to take the upcoming COVID vaccine, and in reality, their methods are nothing short of manipulation. That's all they are. Now, folks, if this was a legitimate scare, Do you have to force people to take medicine to get healthy? Nope. But that's what's happening here. That is exactly what's happening here. I got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for hanging on, my friend. What say you?
Oh, hey, Bradley. How you doing? I want to touch on a couple points. Hey, one thing you brought up about that thing from Minnesota, they're wanting to put in the health department. Just think about it. 40 years ago, there was a so-called mask, and Corporal Klinger tried to get out of the military on a mental discharge by being a cross-dresser.
Yeah.
Look where we find ourselves today.
Unthinkable, Don. It's unthinkable, Dan. Unthinkable.
And the other thing, I got a bunch of things, but I know you got a lot of callers. But the other thing is you're talking about the vaccine. And I've just been getting more vigilant with people. And I appreciate your boldness on the show. But, you know, number one, we're not supposed to live in a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. These people walking around in fear with a mask, and you know, how can you witness to people when you're scared of people? That's the big question. But
Wait. Can I ask you anyway, something, though, Dan? Are you highlighting the squeaky wheel here? Because the majority of the people, as a matter of fact, I just got to say this, just to line it up with what I'm seeing here in the state of Minnesota. I'm seeing more and more and more people drawing the line. I see more and more people at the store saying, I've had enough. There's a time that you have to say enough is enough. That's what I'm seeing here. So I don't know what it's like in Ohio, but I know that your dictator, tyrant wannabe over there, Mr. DeWine, he's pushing the envelope as far as the people will let him push it. And the people need to be reminded in Ohio that he's going to keep pushing it until the people stand up and push back.
Well, exactly. And, you know, people say, oh, we're going to get this right back. I'm like, no, they'd never had the right to take that away.
That's right.
You stand up to that.
But that's right.
They think, oh, if we're good little servants, we'll get our freedoms back. But the other thing I was going
to
tell you.
As if to suggest these individuals that are setting the narrative inherited the world, and it's theirs to decide as to who gets what. No, my rights don't come from them. They come from my father. My rights do not come from them. Therefore, I'm not asking them for permission to obey my God. And that's what I mean when I say we're not here asking the devil for permission to obey God. No, put them up against John 8:44. Your next point, Dan?
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, when people say, oh, I just got the vaccine, and my first question it always is, and especially people I know that are Christians, I said, oh, so you were willing to compromise your Christian beliefs to take that vaccine.
That's right.
Have you seen all the dangerous issues with it? Why would you get that? And one of your earlier people on TalkCat said that the vaccine is 98% effective.
Uh-huh, it sure is.
The virus has a 99.7% survival rate.
Yeah, Steve Richards just did a piece on that, and he's an EMT, and he just came out with the stat that states that more people are dying from the vaccination than they are from COVID. Of course.
Oh, absolutely. And,
yeah.
And the other last thing, since I'm kind of going a little bit, but, okay, so when I tell those people that, and I told you this before, a lot of these people say, well, you know, it's the Trump vaccine. It's not the Gates vaccine.
Yeah.
And the first thing I always tell them, I said, do you realize that Trump gave the Gates Foundation $1.8 billion?
It was actually.
He didn't.
Yes, he did. It was actually
I want to look at the truth.
Yeah, it was actually $3.5 billion, that COVID-19 relief bill. And by the way, Joe Biden's trying to push another one through emergency. And Americans, you need to understand that your coffers are being robbed. And what they're doing is they're stealing your money away, and they're giving it to foreigners. They're redistributing your wealth is what they're doing, just for the record. But you're exactly right, Dan.
And last point, you know, us in this country, the time has come where we judge our president and our leaders based on the word of God, not on their competition. Because if we compare anybody to Joe Biden, you know, we're always going to pick the other person. But
yeah,
we pick the picking of lesser two evils is not biblical or scriptural in one in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, both of them are handpicked. And you're exactly right. Charles Spurgeon said, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. Put that up against 2 Chronicles 19:2. You're going to have nothing to do with either one of them. The two that are handed to the American people by the mainstream media are given by the same powers that are tolerated because they are both pushing forward the same agenda. Prove me otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. And the fact of the matter is, Dan, just reinforcing your point, again, there was over 1,162 other presidential candidates that the American people never heard of. Enough said. Totally appreciate it. Totally appreciate it. I got some other people calling in. I got to take a hard break. I'm going to pull you up. If you want to call in, now's the time. 1-866-582-9933. I do want to do this. If you have not seen this video, it's over in Canada right now. And what I want to do is I want to show you, and I'll give you the commentary as I play this, but I'm playing it right now. And this is an individual in Canada. It's a disturbing video out of Canada showing a group of masked tire shop employees. You heard me right. Not police officers. Okay? Not in-store security. Tire shop employees are chasing down and assaulting and tackling a customer without a mask on. I'm not making this. This is a huge lawsuit, friends. They were choking the life out of this guy. I just have one question. Why are you guys fighting amongst each other? And this is the point I want to make. Do you know that the powers that are pushing this narrative, do you realize they are sitting back watching these videos in group and their little hellish alliances that will be disannulled? Isaiah 28 verse 18. Do you realize they are sitting back and laughing at the people that are accepting this narrative that they cannot prove? This is insane. Okay? Again, I'm just playing this video. I'm not playing the audio because of the verbiage that's being used in the video. But it's unbelievable. It's unacceptable behavior. Men turning on each other. And why is that? Because one's smart and one's not. One's taking heed to what's actually going on. And then you have some ignorant tire workers attacking a guy for not having a mask on. I want to say this. First of all, the manufacturers told you that the masks don't work, right? And these fools are walking around with the mask on their face, okay? And then they're attacking someone that's not pretending with them, okay? Tire workers choking the life out of him, assaulting him, tackling him because he didn't have a mask on. That's insane. The love of many will wax cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity, lawlessness. See what happens when you don't love God? This is how you're going to treat your neighbor. See how people are being destroyed through the lack of knowledge? You don't do your due diligence, and you're going to go right along with it, friends. And sooner or later, it's going to come to your front door, Amos 6:3, if you don't put a stop to it now. We need to put a stop to this now, friends, because it's all propaganda, and it's aimed at dividing the people one against another all day long. I'm going to take some more phone calls on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some more stimulus money could be heading your way as the House has passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The vote was 219 to 212 with no Republican support. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the bill will help millions of people in different ways.
18 million Americans will receive unemployment insurance. 40 million Americans will receive nutrition assistance. 27 million children will receive help through an expanded child tax credit.
The vote was along party lines. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said when he read the bill, almost every single page contained
a liberal pipe dream that predates the pandemic.
The bill now heads to the Senate. It includes a federal minimum wage increase of $15 an hour, but it's likely that the Senate will scrap that provision. This is USA Radio News. An FDA advisory panel has unanimously recommended Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. Dr. Gregory Poland said, at one dose, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine can help inoculate Americans faster.
People only have to make one appointment for their complete vaccination.
He also said there's no special storage restrictions.
It can be stored for 3 months at normal refrigerator temperatures and has a 2-year shelf life.
He said there were 2 recent severe allergic reactions in South Africa, but said the coronavirus vaccine overall is tolerated and is safe. The FDA authorization is expected any time. On Friday, CDC Commissioner Dr. Rochelle Walensky warned that following the recent decrease in coronavirus case numbers and hospitalizations,
the latest data suggests that these declines may be stalling, potentially leveling off at still a very high number.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, so I got more phone calls coming in here, friends, but I do want to get over to this really quick because I definitely want to take those phone calls. We have a post from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Children's Health Defense. He said, laughing all the way to the bank, vaccine makers and liability protection, conflicts of interest undermine children's health, part 3. We're talking about vaccinations in general, right? He talks about the big 4, and then he begins to talk about how they are convicted felons. Okay? None of the leading vaccine manufacturers are strangers to lawsuits or large financial settlements for drugs in their product line that, unlike vaccines, are subject to courtroom liability. Over the past decade, said RFK, in fact, GSK, Pfizer, Merck, and others have paid out billions in punitive settlements for products deemed to be deceptive or harmful. Listen carefully. Coming from the professionals again. This is an attorney. In the case of Merck, the company's payout included $950 million in federal fines following evidence of a deliberate corporate conspiracy. This is all factual information. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Puts it up against that word that we were warned about in the Bible again, Jeremiah 11:9, conspiracy. That's right. Related to its best-selling painkiller, Vioxx, the FDA approved the drug in 1999, but Merck reluctantly withdrew it from the market in 2004 after studies showed and revealed that it doubled serious health risks, but they kept it on the market anyways, and it led up to 60,000 deaths. Merck pleaded guilty to criminal charges over its illegal marketing of Vioxx and settled 27,000 lawsuits for $4.85 billion. That's just one company. Whoa. You ain't being told that through the mainstream media, are you? Nope, because they're, the mainstream media has a long history of protecting conspirators. In fact, that is history, friends. We do a whole show on it. When they talk about conspiracy theorists, you better check them because they're covering for somebody, friends. You can rest assured. We got Philip calling in from Louisiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Philip. What say you, my friend? Are you going to let me talk this time too, Phil? Just want to make sure. I got a part to play in this as well. Is Phil there? Don't have Phil. Where's Phil? Okay, we'll try that again. Oops, I just lost that. It disconnected. It's pulling back up right now, friends. Remember, RFK said all four companies that manufacture all 72 of the current vaccines that are now mandated for American children, all four of those companies are convicted felons. Let's try Phil again. Are you there, my friend?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can. Are you going to let me talk this time, Phil?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, you go first. Okay.
All right, listen, I'm going to start first.
Okay.
Last Saturday, February 20th, my first cousin, Veronica Imbriot, and Noah Fishback were brutally murdered and executed by a dangerous, psychopathic, domestic terrorist named Joshua Williams.
Okay.
And it was at the Jefferson gun outlet over there. And I do believe that they were trying to start a riot because they had people going out there with signs afterwards and they were saying, stop the murder, stop the murder. They murdered my son.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about right now. We got Barb calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Barb.
Oh, great. I'm talking quick about the virus.
Sure.
I'm not the virus. It's not a virus. I was privileged to listen to the doctors talk yesterday, Dr. Cohen and Kaufman, with their roundtable on the COVID thing, and they got the proof. They can't isolate COVID, so it's not a virus. That's one thing. They can't isolate, so they proved it's not a virus.
Yep.
It's transferred. What they're giving us is called exomes. It's something, it's toxic to everybody's body. That's why everybody gets so sick. That's why it affects everybody different.
Yeah.
And, okay, that's why they can, the vaccine is a bunch of crap too. It just makes people sick and it dies. They can't have a vaccine because they don't have a virus. And they also said that now with this virus now, the people that are taking it, which really hurts my heart because it's so sad that they've got so many people scared, that now with people taking this virus now, it's going to cause immunosuppressant diseases on most of the people that are taking it. And by 2030, we'll start to see people die.
Well, Sherry Tenpenny said 40 days to a year, we're going to start seeing the effects of these vaccinations. This is why they're calling it Operation Warp Speed, because they want to get into your body so you can't see the adverse effects of these vaccinations. That's what's taking place here. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And look at the clowns that are selling it to the people. And for the people to go along with it, you know, and I've said it before, Barb, with all due respect, I love people enough to tell them the truth. But you know what? You can only tell people for so long where they've got enough information to make the right choice. And if they make the wrong choice, you can't help them. How do you help the people that don't help themselves, Barb?
But I put this on my, of course, I'm banned now. They keep taking me off. I try to put this on, but you can't spread the information because I'm getting shut down all the time.
Yeah.
So I can't get, now these doctors have been shut down too. Their podcast was taken off too. So what the heck do we do? We're being shut down.
Well, you just got to stay the course, and, you know, it tells us in the book of Exodus chapter 1, the more Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. And that's exactly what's happening because people are catching on to what's going on here little by little by little by little. But people are becoming more emboldened to stand up. They're not, folks, the guys that are on the front line right now, I can tell you right now, they're willing to lose their lives to get the information to you that needs to be given to you. They're not going to retreat. They're not going to capitulate. Psalm 78 verse 9. No, they are following the Lord. And the Bible says in Proverbs 28 that the Lord makes his righteous bold as lines, and you can rest assured the anointed of God are doing just that, regardless of these little bullies that are going around trying to convince everybody how they need to take the vaccinations. They're sick and tired of it, and they see right through it. So I appreciate your phone call. I'm going to take Steve from Minnesota. Steve, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting that the vaccine companies are talking about we're selfish for not taking their product, but you notice they aren't nonprofits making their products for free. The government's paying them huge, huge sums, billions and billions. And
where's the government getting that money from, Steve?
Well, interestingly enough, they're getting it into existence. I wrote an article about that today where this stimulus is nonsense. If we're hungry and we sit down to a pizza, wanting a pizza, if we go into debt, that's not going to make somebody make us a pizza. Somebody's got to actually make the ingredients and cook it for us. You can do all the debt you want, and it's not going to increase the amount of goods that are in the world. You know, it's all a sham that's dividing up what already exists right now. It's just going to make us poor in the long run. Instead of making these vaccines, we should be making something that's worthwhile that people need.
Yeah.
Instead, we're wasting our resources on it.
I totally agree. Right now, I'm showing my online friends a beautiful girl, 28 years old, who just left a little boy motherless. And what she did is she was a health worker. She's 28 years old. She had an aneurysm. And 5 days later, she's brain dead after taking her second experimental Pfizer jab. And what I just got to go here again, Steve. What are the American people thinking, taking something into their own bodies, into their own bloodstreams, when the Bible tells you not to do that, right? What are they thinking when they know that these companies are completely, somehow, never heard of a day in my life, exempted and impervious from the consequences of the vaccinations that they're trying to force into the people's bodies? What is wrong with the people in this country, Steve?
They're suffering delusional psychosis. They sit there and are afraid, and all they can think of is their fear. And so they imagine that vaccine to be something it's not. They imagine what's going to save them no different than if they imagined a pink elephant in their living room. They're just hallucinating the cure as much as they're hallucinating the problem.
Yeah.
And, you can't take a mentally, I deal with mentally ill people all the time, and you talk them down and you get them to stop from their panic attack or whatever. You can do be called a genius one day and an idiot the next, because what you do for one won't work for the other. And all you can do is your best, because they aren't in their right mind. It's like getting mad, having somebody get put on anesthesia and be mad once they fall asleep. I mean, once they're into that, they can't control themselves, and I don't always know how to get them back. I wish I did. I mean, it breaks my heart looking at all them nice young ladies, kids, all that.
Yeah,
And they hurt themselves in the name of doing good, but they weren't doing good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I got one point to make, Steve, and I appreciate your phone call. I am going to play a video from a doctor named Larry Palvesky, MD. The vaccine is a murder weapon. I listened to the whole conversation. Christiane Northrup, Kevin Jenkins, Imani Manuelton. I think she's German, but she speaks American fluently. I'm going to play some audio from Lawrence here in just a couple minutes, and also audio. And I want you to check out when he's questioned about what is this really about. And again, this is one of those doctors that's being censored by big tech companies, which, by the way, is criminal. And this shows you the conspiracy, friends, how they're allied one with another. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a moment. One thing that keeps coming up is cowards. Well, I want to tell you what Revelation 21 verse 8 says. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars The Bible says shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And by the way, you're not to fear hell. You're to fear the Lord. That's why you repent. Acts 20, verse 21, Luke 12, 4. Be right back in a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to say this really quick. For all of you that, there's been 575 comments during the show on one outlet right now, okay? And there's a guy over there named Andy trying to basically challenge everybody's faith. I just want to tell you something, Andy. You're a fool for your pains. You can go ahead and mock all you want, but one thing that you're going to understand, friends, and Andy, namely, you go ahead and call yourself an atheist, you call the Bible fictitious, whatever the case might be. The Bible is no mere book. It's a creature, a living creature that powers all that oppose it. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I'm just telling you this because your blood is off my hands, brother. I wasn't talked into this, and no fool such as yourself is going to talk me out of it. Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And to all those that are trying to get Andy to call in, you already all the well know he's too much of a coward to call in. That's what these guys do. They just get on live feeds. They troll. They try to get everybody to work, get worked up. But see, these people need to understand they encourage me. Because I know, tried and true, and testing and seeing that the Lord is good. Okay? I can't be talked out of what God put in me, nor can any devil in hell, and that means you too, Andy, can talk me out of it. And I just want to say one more thing to Andy over there that's trying to get everybody worked up. All of you guys over there, just sit back. Feel sorry for a guy like this. because he doesn't have to believe in trucks neither. He says he doesn't believe in God. Well, I'm here to tell you, Andy, you don't have to believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one? It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. When you go on and you mock in such a fashion the things of God, you better watch your next step, brother. And I'm saying that out of love. But you're playing with fire, you're daring the justice of God, and you're going to get a response. Mark his words. The one that you say concerning his word, that it's just a myth, mark his words and don't say that you've not been told, Andy, because you've been told. I just called you out in front of 135 cities. If you want a little attention, I just gave it to you. And the fact of the matter is, you're playing with fire, my friend, and it's time for you today to repent. Read Exodus 20 and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Okay, because you've broken every one of his commandments. I'm talking about Psalm 19:7. I'm talking about Galatians 3:24, but start in Exodus 20. And then go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 as well, when you get a moment. Now, what I want to do, friends, is I want to get over here, because I got some more calls I got to take if I got time to take them. But I want to go over to Dr. Larry. It's Pawlowski. I don't even know if you bring the V in it. And he's Polish, okay? We'll just call him Dr. Larry for now. But he said that the vaccine, he said, is a murder weapon. And I watched this whole table talk that they had with these doctors. And many of them are renowned, by the way. A couple of them are, actually. And this guy's about as sound as they get. And I want you to listen to the question, and then I want you to listen to the answer. Go for it.
Well, I mean, you asked so many incredible questions, Larry. And the thing is, you were saying that I think the most important question is this a vaccine? You know, and why is it being labeled as such? I mean, because there's a different technology, and I think that that's really one of the most important questions, and you laid out, and I know there's a lot of things that would sort of define this, but in your to answer your own questions, why would they be presenting this as a vaccine and leveraging this idolization of the medical, you know, practitioners and creating this, and also blocking, censoring those doctors that have humbled themselves or reached a point where they understand that the truth is more important than participating in the game. So what do you think is really going on now? I know that's a very loaded question, but I mean, from your perspective, being a doctor, seeing the history of vaccinations, but this coming along and being something like humanity has never seen before, what do you think is really at play? And I want to dive into the other piece and bring Kevin into the conversation around, you mentioned fertility, and obviously Christiane being, you know, having her history in obstetrics. So what are we talking about with the fertility issues, possible miscarriages? I mean, is this a eugenics program? Is this some kind of population control? That's really where I want to explore in this conversation.
Well, I think you answered my question in your own words. I have been on record as saying that I truly believe that this vaccine is a murder weapon. Until somebody can show me that this isn't, or that they can prove to me that they wouldn't do anything to harm us, I'm going to rest on the idea that this is a murder weapon, and that does include infertility, that does include direct murder, that does include MAME, that does include autoimmune disease. You know, people want to believe that this vaccine is going to give us an antibody. It's going to neutralize the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It's going to prevent us from getting the illness. When none of that has been proven in any of the clinical trials in such a short period of time, and that there are chemicals in there that could potentially create anaphylaxis, and they know it, and that there are chemicals in there that could bring material into the nucleus of our cells, which is where our genes are, which could potentially alter our genetics, and our genetics in our current life, and in genetics in our offspring, if we're able to get pregnant. And then it can go into the brain. I mean, it has nanoparticle materials that can go into the brain. And the cognitive dissonance is, well, they would not do that to us. Why would they put that material in there? I mean, haven't they proven that this vaccine is a vaccine, that it is going to stop the transmission of the virus? Anything you've seen We don't know if the antibody is going to work. We don't know if the antibody is going to neutralize the illness. All we know is that it will potentially reduce some of the symptoms of SARS-CoV-2 infection. Well, that's what thousands of doctors have been saying around the world in treating patients. We've reduced symptoms within 48 hours with vitamin D, with vitamin C, with quercetin, with zinc, with inhaled hydrogen peroxide, with ozone, with hyperbaric oxygen, with ivermectin, with hydroxychloroquine, with iodine. I mean, I could keep going. I mean, with all of these treatments, we've been able to reduce the symptoms and prevent hospitalizations and death. And yet, you don't have a vaccine that can do any of that. And even the experts who are promoting the vaccine have said it doesn't prevent...
You still need to wear a mask and you still need to stay away from people.
Right. It doesn't prevent transmission. It doesn't prevent death. It doesn't prevent hospitalization. And it doesn't prevent severe illness from SARS-CoV-2 virus infection.
So it lines up anyway.
So then what does it do besides maim and kill?
That's right.
And again, this is where my bigger concern is not the facts. My bigger concern is the turning away from the possibility that the authorities, who we all have some experience of authorities abusing us, neglecting us, or traumatizing us. We're doing it again. We're allowing the recapitulation of the authority traumatizing, neglecting us, and abusing us because we're turning away from the possibility that they could be harming us. Because to admit that this really could be happening would probably get people to be rolling in the streets or screaming bloody murder.
That's right.
And I'm hoping both happen.
That's right. Well, there you have it, friends. Another doctor telling you what's been censored by big tech companies. I got one more caller that's been hanging on, and her name is Diana, calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Hi. I try to make it a conversation, but sometimes we're really short on time.
You got one minute. Yep, 1 minute. Go for it.
If I pretend that masks work, then I'm a liar. If I pretend that Bruce Jenner is a female, then I am a liar.
Yep.
And these people don't accept reality. Why is it that I should go along and pretend with them?
That's
it
right.
It makes me a liar. And when I stand before God, then I will give an account. And the scoffers and mockers out there, they can scoff and mock all they want. But I hope that the Lord will have mercy on them, change their heart as he did me once. So I pray that the Lord will open their ears and open their eyes to what is really, really going on.
Amen. I totally appreciate it. We are closing down sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thank you for the phone call, Diana. Folks, you need to understand that the wall's not going to move. If you're trying to get God to repent and lean in to change his ways to meet you on your terms, you have it completely backwards. Either you're going to stand up and meet the Lord on his terms, or you need to understand that it's better for you to repent now while you have the time. Oh, what did Jesus say? It's better for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. Isn't it interesting how the Holy Ghost works? Friends, it's time to repent and get this right. Let's get back to our foundations, Jeremiah 6:16 in the Lord, and let's ask him for the Holy Ghost to empower us to do what we naturally are unable to do for ourselves for our posterity's sake. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.